Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Plenty of new movies out this week on the big screen in cinemas. New releases and gigs happening across the country. Spin News anchor Katie Gallagher is with me in studio to tell us all about them. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Delighted to have you here with us. Katie's first recommendation for Don't Miss is...
As you know, I lived here.
I'm not here to see you. I need to see my daughter.
You're her. Go. Scotty was my best friend. When he died, we all came together to raise a little girl.
How dare she just show up?
If it wasn't for her, our son would still be alive.
Coming back was a mistake.
I want to meet the human that Scotty and I made.
Yes, that's Reminders of Him. It's new in the cinema. It's based on Colleen Hoover's 2022 book.
Okay, tell us about it.
So it's...
I haven't heard about this, actually.
Really?
No.
You know what? I suppose it's one of the lesser scandals of her last movie, It Ends With Us. So it's a little bit of a quieter release. I didn't hear about it, actually, till my housemate told me, and we went to see it. And it was actually lovely. It was one of those kind of easy-watch rom-coms, but with a bit of drama. So the background to this is there's a mother. She's in prison. She gets out of prison. I don't want to give too much away. She gets out of prison after being away for 7 years. She gave birth in prison, so she's never met her daughter, and she's coming back to the town where her daughter is living with her ex-boyfriend's mother-in-law. They won't let her see the kid. She's trying a kind of a redemption arc. She's trying to find where her child is. She doesn't even know, so she's trying to find them, and then when she does, they won't let her near her. So it's a young mother who gets out of prison. She's trying to find her daughter, and she wants to connect with her daughter. She's never met her. The parents-in-law are grieving, not to give too much away, but you do kind of see this. Their son died. She's in prison for it. It was a car accident, and it's kind of bringing her along the journey of when they met back and forth, and then her trying to actually come to terms with what happened with the accident. But basically, all of his family blame her, and so they don't want her meeting the child. They don't want her daughter kind of knowing the woman that they think she is or was. She comes back to this town. She can't get a job because she was in prison. She goes around, and she ends up randomly going into a bar one night, bumps into this guy. He's running the bar. He gives her a job. Turns out this guy is her ex's best friend, who she actually never got to meet. He's kind of been rearing her child without her knowing.
Right.
And then he takes a bit of a liking to her. He kind of rehabilitates her on the side, and then romance kind of ensues there. And of course, the family aren't happy when they find out about that. But it's actually one of those kind of feel-good grief, redemption, but a little bit of rom-com, but there's a little bit of depth to it.
Who is this aimed at, do you think? Is it a total rom-com?
No, it's not like Colleen Hoover, I suppose, fans really. So if you get that, it's the kind of the more in-depth rom-com. So it's not like you're kind of Love Actually,
or there's
a little bit more to it. So it's a little bit more, I would say, romantic drama than romantic comedy. You know, it's not the comedy side.
Good stuff.
So I would say everybody and anybody.
So that is Reminders of Him.
Reminders of Him.
It's currently out on the big screen. Now, this is the one that I'm interested in this week.
Who are you?
My name is Andy Sachs. I recently graduated from Northwestern University.
And what are you doing here?
I came to New York to be a journalist, and basically it's this or Auto Universe.
So you don't read Runway?
No.
And before today, you had never heard of me?
No.
And you have no style or sense of fashion?
I think that depends on what you're...
No. That wasn't a question.
Yes. The Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
That's the OG, so that's their actual trailer for that one. So Devil Wears Prada 2 is coming out the 1st of May, so we have a little bit until that. But in the meantime, just like last week of Bridget Jones, Devil Wears Prada, there's a viewing party, and it's happening in McSorley's in Ranelagh. Free entry, 7 p.m. on Sunday. So anyone that's kind of looking for something to do this weekend...
Sorry, I love this.
I love the nostalgia of this.
So the viewing party is of the old movie?
Of the old movie.
Yeah.
So the new movie isn't out until the following week, the 1st of May. This is on the 26th of April, so this Sunday, 7 p.m. So it's just getting you revved up and ready to go and seeing the kind of old clips before we get into it. So I love the idea of this.
I think the first I heard of that was kind of around Bridget Jones as a brand, that sort of, you know, there was quite a few viewing parties or pre-launch parties. So the actual, so The Devil Wears Prada, the new movie, that's not out until next week.
Next week, the following week, yes.
I presume that Anne Hathaway and I presume they're going to do a huge amount of press around this.
Yeah, well, they have been doing a bit, and even the trailers alone got so much publicity. But, you know, for all of us that have watched that, seeing them back on screen together is iconic. Emily Blunt as well, you know, there's so many. Stanley Tucci, there's such a big cast here and they're all back for it. So I can't wait for it, but I also love that you can have this little bit of a like girly day as well to go and see the old one first.
What can we expect, you know, from the new? I've seen maybe only two trailers have been released so far.
Yeah, the trailers are a little bit, there was a few people that were worried, is Miranda going to maybe have a little bit of like memory loss? Is there going to be maybe a dementia? I saw a little bit of that because it's right. in the clip, she doesn't remember who Anne Hathaway's character is. She's like, Emily who? And she's like, who are you? So she hasn't,
oh God,
who's the new Emily?
Yeah,
so she's like, it's me, I was here. So, you know, it's people are a little bit worried, is it going to be sad? I don't want it to be too sad, you know, along the Mamma Mia route.
Yeah.
But there is a little bit of worries that could be it. But we don't really know much more than that. You know, the clips have been the iconic, her getting into the lift, them standing together, her dismissing her again. So it looks like it's going to be the old classic style, but there could be, again, a little bit more depth to this one.
Okay, this is the thing. This is absolutely everywhere at the moment on social media.
Let me tell you something. In this life, you're either a winner or you're a loser. Y'all want to work in a steel mill like me for the rest of your days?
No, sir.
Yeah, because I sure as hell don't. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
I need to hear you a little louder. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
Ready whenever you are, Michael.
Yes, Michael, the movie. I no more than you, I've seen it everywhere and all the premieres, and I can't wait to see. And I actually wasn't sure like when is it going to be out, but it's tomorrow, so
I
Wednesday.
Know. Wednesday it's out on the big screen. Yeah. I know nothing about it. What's the background to this?
So this is, the description is an extraordinary movie about his extraordinary life, a troubled life, and it's going to be the rise of him as a pop star, widely considered one of the greatest entertainers of all time, and kind of not going into controversy. So more what made him, his kind of youth, his dad's kind of presence in his life and pushing him forward and him getting away from that. So I think it's more, I've actually seen that they think this is a part one of two parts.
Well, you see, this is the bit I can't get my head around, because I saw some of the influencers, I don't know, they must have been brought away somewhere, wherever the launch was on last week. And I don't know how you can release a movie about Michael Jackson and not include any of the controversial elements of his life, considering that that is a massive component, you know, certainly of his latter life. So I was wondering, so it's not a documentary, it is, so it's a drama, is it?
It's a biopic, so it is, I suppose. I actually read that legally they can't address that because of the people involved in the case. One of the fine print was that they aren't to be used or their names in any way to be publicised in any works going forward. Now, I did see that they actually had shot a lot of scenes addressing the controversy, and just before it was released, it had to be removed. They had to reshoot, like, big multi-million euros, dollars, it would have been, I guess, to reshoot, but they actually had to remove a lot of that. So this, from what I've read, Variety, Deadline, they say that it charts his rise, his triumphs, his big comforts, his big concerts, but nothing controversial in this part anyway. But as I say, I've also read in a lot of those reports that they say this could be part one or part two, and if they can get it, the next one could be that.
Will you go to see it?
Oh, I will, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, will people be put off by that?
Well, this is it. I suppose it's one of those things. It's Marmite. You know, people are kind of going to be, you know, they actually love to see the story, but can this stand with maybe what was there and the accusations at the time?
Yeah.
But I would just love to see, because I want to see what's there. You know, curiosity would kill the cat with me. I'd have FOMO if I didn't see it. And everybody else has already seen it. I was actually counting down the days till it was on.
Really?
So tomorrow, Wednesday, is when it's going to be in cinemas. And I'd say you'd need to book, because it's one of those that's going to be really busy.
Now, if you're not bothered going to the cinema and you want to sit in the comfort of your nice home.
In Proverbs, it is said, the fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe.
I'm gonna blow your brains out!
You're being very dramatic!
You stole from me, and you're gonna get it back.
Get that necklace back right now.
Just eat falafel.
Nicholas!
Are you out of your mind?
Big Mistake. That's on Netflix.
I've heard this. You've heard about it, I mean, but I haven't actually watched it.
Yeah. So the big draw for this for me was Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek fame.
Okay.
I love Schitt's Creek and, you know...
I didn't love that.
Did you not?
No, I watched the first couple of episodes and I just didn't.
You need to stick with it.
Yeah.
I actually remember going back and rewatching that because the first few episodes didn't grab me, and I've probably rewatched the whole season once a year, every year I'd say. But anyway, it's from the creators of that, so Dan Levy. It's a comedy drama, very easy watch, 8 episodes, 30 minutes. You know I love the kind of short and snappy, and it's basically about these siblings. They're blackmailed into working for a very dangerous cartel, but it's when their grandmother is dying, their mother, who's running to come there, wants to put on this birthday party for her, sends them out to buy a necklace that she's been longing for, her husband gave her 1 year ago. They go out, the guy won't sell the sister this necklace, so she ends up robbing it and she brings it back, and by the time they get there, the granny dies, so she's buried in this necklace. And then it turns out the necklace is actually a front in this little shop, and it's actually a very expensive necklace belonging to a very important person, and they end up working for these people and having to do all these odd jobs, and they end up just on this mad kind of road of crime. But the two worst people you could put into crime together, they're just killing each other the whole time, like literal sibling squabbles at the back of a van, like completely blindfolded. And it's just one of those really funny, witty, sharp and snappy things to watch.
So this is the first season, is it?
First season, 8 episodes are there. Binged it all yesterday while I was packing and cleaning. So one of those things that can just be in the background. But funny. And if you like the likes of, like I said, Schitt's Creek, and this, I think, would fill that little gap.
So I told you last week I started Your Friends and Neighbours on Apple. So I've finished season one, and then just yesterday I started season two.
Okay.
And it is brilliant. That
so
is my at-home series recommendation for this week. This is all over social media as well.
Yeah, Madonna turned up at Coachella. I know I was like, oh, we can't do Coachella again, but Madonna at Coachella, I'm sorry.
So this is with Sabrina Carpenter.
This is with Sabrina. Sabrina was doing Juno, so when she says, have you heard of this one? Madonna comes up and Vogue comes on.
Oh my God.
And they're both striking the pose, and obviously the crowd goes wild. But for Madonna, she said that it was a real full circle moment. So she announced last week that she has Confessions 2 coming out in July, her next album. And she says 20 years ago, she was on Coachella doing the first one, and now 20 years later, she's just announced that, and she's up with Sabrina, and it was just one of those
It looked
things.
Unbelievable.
It looked unbelievable.
I don't know if there's any tickets going, but my don't miss recommendation for the week is... Neo and Akon. I'm going on Friday night.
Yeah, I know.
Three Arena.
You know what? That's one of those ones that I only saw when I was doing this and I thought, I need to see.
But this was one of the best kept secrets. I didn't know this was happening until Cathal O'Sullivan was telling me about it and Reasons to be Happy a couple of months back.
I was the same. My housemate said it to me during the week last week, and I thought maybe it must be a summer thing, but no, it's this week, 23rd, 24th, 25th. There is some, it's Three Arena, so there is still a few tickets. So I would say try and get last, I think I'm going to try and get a last minute
ticket.
Oh my
God.
100%.
So many tunes.
So many
right
tunes.
Back to college era.
So throwback. So absolutely, there's that. There's a few others. The Prodigy's in the SSC Arena, so if you want a trip to Belfast, that's the 27th, 28th. Keith Barry has announced his new shows, Unhinged, a final show, so there's more tickets on sale for that in October.
My sister saw Keith Barry a couple of months ago, said absolutely brilliant show.
Really? I haven't seen him in years. So it's one of those things I actually think I would love to go and see now again, because one of those things that I chills when I saw him.
Katie Gallagher, Spin News Anchor, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live for this week's Don't Miss. Plenty of recommendations to keep you entertained.
Thanks, Mel.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.